From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama remains confident that lawmakers will grant his wishes for health care overhaul legislation before breaking for summer. During a primetime news conference yesterday, Mr. Obama reiterated his belief that it's necessary to set a timeline because he says little gets done in Washington without one. The president says too many Americans need relief now.
This debate is not a game for these Americans, and they can't afford to wait any longer for reform. They're counting on us to get this done. They're looking to us for leadership, and we can't let them down.
The president says he understands the misgivings of some Democrats and Americans who are concerned about the impact the health care legislation will have on the economy. While the president has called the national debt a deep concern, House lawmakers have passed anti-deficit legislation. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Fiscally conservative Democrats have long called for the House rule to be made into law, and the so-called pay-as-you-go bill passed the House on a vote of 265 to 166. The legislation would require that new spending or tax cuts would have to be funded by cuts or tax increases elsewhere in the budget. If the rule is broken, then automatic cuts would kick in across the board. But critics of the bill argue that, unlike past pay-as-you-go provisions, this one does not include spending caps of any kind, and it allows programs like the health care overhaul proposal to add to the deficit in the short term if it can produce savings later. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Some big city mayors say they're not happy to learning of a gun control victory in Congress. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio explains.
The Senate came up two votes short of approving an amendment that would have let a person with a concealed weapons permit also carry that firearm in another state that allows concealed weapons. Backers of the permit reciprocity measure said it would have boosted the ability of people to defend themselves. But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is happy the measure failed. He says cities struggling with gun violence do not need to have visitors carrying weapons.
What it does is it helps us not have guns in the city that could not legally be carried in the city of Milwaukee right now. So I think in that sense it helps in terms of public safety by not having this measure become law.
Barrett says the item would have impinged on states' rights and put pressure on states to get in line with other states that have weaker gun laws. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has urged Southeast Asian leaders to keep pressing North Korea to end its nuclear program. Clinton, who's attending a regional gathering in the Thai resort of Phuket, also urged the officials to enforce U.N. sanctions against the North. Clinton has expressed concern also that Myanmar could eventually obtain nuclear technology from North Korea. This is NPR News. Colorado's Governor Bill Ritter has announced four furlough days for state workers. Most government services will be shut down on those days. Ritter also says that layoffs are likely in the future. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Benta Berkland reports from Denver.
Colorado is trying to close a nearly $400 million budget shortfall over the next few months. This is on top of a more than $1 billion budget gap that was already erased. Governor Bill Ritter says only essential government workers, such as prison guards and highway patrol, will be exempt from the mandatory furloughs.
Shared sacrifice must be a part of the equation, and that includes sacrifice on the part of state employees. And that's what we're doing, figuring out how to do this and do it with the least amount of harm to the safety net.
The governor's office says about 20,000 state workers will be furloughed on each of the 4 days, essentially creating mass one-day closings of state government. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Costa Rica's President Oscar Arias has presented the Honduran interim government with a proposal for ending that nation's political crisis. Arias, who's mediating talks between representatives for both sides, is calling for deposed President Manuel Zelaya's return to power within 2 days. He says the coup leaders who ousted Zelaya would be granted amnesty. Interim leaders say they'll send the proposal to the Honduran Supreme Court and the Congress, which ordered Zelaya's removal. The United States and Latin America have been pressing for the restoration of Zelaya's leadership. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average gained 69 points today to close at 7,992. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.
Support